You are only confined by the walls that you create. And that is the thought for today. Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Are you looking for a way to improve your mental health and well-being, but finding it difficult to fit traditional therapy sessions into your busy schedule? Look no further than BetterHelp Online Therapy. With BetterHelp, you'll find affordable and convenient access to licensed therapists who can support you on your journey of self-discovery. Gone are the days of long wait times to be matched with a therapist. With BetterHelp, you'll be connected with a therapist who is right for you and will guide you through the process of self-discovery, no matter where you are on your journey. So why wait? Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/7goodminutes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/7goodminutes. BetterHelp.com/7goodminutes. And now on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we explore the exciting idea that you, my friend, are truly limitless. So let's dive into how you can break free from the restrictions others might try to place on you. Enjoy.
I didn't have a rich father. Tried 3 times for university. All failed. I applied for Harvard for 10 times. All failed. They don't even want to see me. For the last time, I went to the teacher's college, which was considered the 3rd or 4th class of my city.
So I applied jobs for 30 times, got rejected.
It was so difficult at that time. I was so frustrated because I taught in the university. My pay was $10 a month. Because I could not find a good job in 1994, discussed that I'm going to do something called internet. And 23 of them against it. They said, this is a stupid idea. We have never heard about internet. And you know nothing about computer. And I never thought I was smart. Nobody believed that I could be successful. Because everybody said, well, this guy think differently, think crazily. You know, they think about something that never worked. I tried to borrow $3,000 from the banks. Took me 3 months, but I still cannot get it. We talked to over 30 or 40 venture capitalists. Everybody said, no, forget it. A lot of people said Alibaba is a terrible model. As I said, I believe it. I think this thing could be big. I never thought it would be that big like today. But I believe that something is waiting for me there. And I have to work hard to prove myself. That was the tough experience. So we gather $50,000 from 18 founders. We started. For the first 3 years, we did not have even $1 revenue from our business. It was not easy. Why it keeps going ahead, going forward? Because I received lots of email of thanks from the customer. They say, this is such a great thing. We cannot pay you, but this thing helped us. If you keep on helping us, one day you will be successful. And I believe this. Little by little, we build up our business. Little by little, we build up our ecosystem of the infrastructure. And now after 16 years, we have an Alibaba group, we have a Tmall group, we have a Taobao group, we have Alipay. And people said, you are so smart. How could you make a company like that? Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, the Jack Welch, Larry Page, Mark Zuckerberg. The difference between those people and other people, they are always optimistic for the future. They never complain. They always try to solve the problems of the others. When you're optimistic, it's always opportunity. People, same here today. Jeff, where is the opportunity? I don't have a job. I don't have this. I don't have that. We are at the best time of this century. Don't complain. Let the other people complain. The opportunity always lies where people complain. Think about how you can make things different. Is there anything I can do that make the difference? And then when you think about this, start to do it. I saw a lot of people, young people, have fantastic ideas every evening. But in the morning, they go to the office thing again. Being an entrepreneur, you have to do the things before the other people do. You have to wake up before the other people wake up. You have to be more brave than the others. Use instinct. Everything you do is to the need of the customer. To everybody, to any person, tomorrow is new. Make the move. Make the action. Whether investors believe it this or not, whether your friends believe it or not, whether your parents believe it or not, that's not important. You believe it. Your team believe it. And work day and night on this. That's how the things happen. Make enough mistakes. You fall, you stand up.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on the podcast app you're listening on. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/AskClyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.